You're listening to the Training Dummies. Off the Rails with Rob and Daryl.
I guess we didn't discuss who's going first, eh?
You go.
Man, All right, well, welcome to our, what is this, episode 192, I think. This is an off the rails episode, and we just got a few things we want to talk about this evening. We're lumping our off the rails shows into our regular episodes now. So yeah, 192. It is January 3rd, 2018 now. Got the year right. And how you doing, Rob?
I'm tired, man.
Tired?
So tired, yeah. Tired from the Hearthstone grind. Yeah, I made it up to rank 8 last season for December. Yeah, rank 8, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome.
I suppose I owe Mage a death for that one, because he just gave some solid words of encouragement and came in to spectate some games, and all of a sudden I was tearing it up.
Nice. I think I got to 14 because I was struggling at, I think it was like 17 or 18. And then it was after we were done recording even. I went in and bang, 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 bang. I think I won 4 out of 5 and hit rank 15. I'm like, well, that was easy enough. And then I managed 14 on the next day. So
I feel like the particular deck that I was going with is kind of running out of steam a little bit. Like, I like it and it still does good, but people are starting to play around some of the Warlock stuff a little more. And it's not the full cube Warlock, though. It's more of a control Ren Warlock. And I think people are playing around that a little more, being a little more careful, having a little more answers. Everybody's running some sort of form of silence and removal. So it's just not quite as... Yeah, and it's the beginning of the month. So right, with the reset, you have a lot of people that are typically higher ranked players that are sitting, you know, around the level rank 15 mark right now, playing against a ton of people with like gold hero powers and full on top tier net decks, you know. So it's like, I don't know. Maybe I need to just wait a little bit, or maybe I need to change up my strategy, go with something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely noticed people are starting to play. Like, I've been doing the cube Warlock, and I've come across the slime that destroys your weapon twice now. Because as soon as you play that, it costs 5 mana, and next turn they destroy it like right away. They're waiting for it, so it's like, man, that 5 mana was just wasted, and I don't get to pull these demons out of my hand anymore. So yeah, they're definitely coming up with counters, or people are playing certain cards, tech cards, expecting that someone's coming with a cube Warlock. So, yeah, well, I'm having fun with it, though. I hate to admit it, but I am having fun with the cube Warlock deck. And you had linked me a video a couple days ago, and I finally watched it. And they had suggested putting the Mountain Giants into the cube Warlock deck. And I did, and that just made a whole new level of awesome for me for this deck, because on turn 4 you're able to play an 8/8 if you're just using your hero power every turn. By turn 4, yeah, you can play an 8/8 if you've got it in your hand, and that's kind of,
if you have the coin,
awesome
too. Yeah.
So that's really cool. I really like that, because that's added just a whole nother bit of complexity to the deck, because it is, you know, as even Mage of Death was saying, it is a complex deck to play, and I'm really enjoying it, like the complexity of it and all the different things that you can do with it. And now these Mountain Giants are just adding that little extra more. So it's actually fun. I enjoy the deck.
Yeah, I feel like that variation has a lot of win conditions, and it's kind of up to you as you're driving it to decide, you know, what you want to cube and what you want to, you know, if you want to pack something to get some health back, or if you want to wait, you know. It's just like, there's a lot of little tricks to play that deck. So maybe I should go back to the cube variation. I think a lot of people took out the Spirit Singer Umbra, the one that it triggers your death rattle as soon as you play them. And, you know, I think a lot of people took that out in favor of maybe like a Spellbreaker or some silence, because or even a like a AoE removal like Twisting Nether or something big. Yeah. But like because the Umbra card like is a bit of a win more card, like if you're already winning, like all it does is like just snowball it a bit, and it's
so nice.
And it's hard to get it to stick, right? Unless you just like wait until like turn 9 to try and combo it. So I don't know. I think I've seen a few people like take that out in favor of some other things. But if you can get a cube off with, you know, with one of the Doom Guards or anything like that, then you bring them back again later with the DK hero. Like it's just silly. Like
it
it's very hard to it's very hard to come back from.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, even with the Mountain Giants, like I've used the cube on that a couple times because you know they set the attack to 1. Well, now it's a 1/8, and that's not the I cubed it. Now I've got 2 of them, so it was there's a lot of different win conditions with that deck, and it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying playing that.
All right, I'm glad to hear that, man. I've been staying away from the cube variation. Maybe I should do it. I played a little bit of that priest that Major Death was talking about, spell priest.
Yeah.
I think I started off at rank 18 this month, you know, because it resets you back. Mm-hmm. And then I got down to like one game away from 15, and I just kept losing and losing and losing, kicked me back down to 17, and then I'm back up to 15 again. And I've played a couple with that priest deck, and that's fun. It's another RNG deck, you know. If you get the right cards at the right time, or you don't accidentally draw your really heavy cards at the beginning, you can do some kind of cheating, kind of fun stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's good. I don't know. I feel like I don't know what rank I'm going to push for this month. Probably just start off with 10 and see how that goes and then go from there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and push for 10. Like I didn't have enough time in December from when I tried out this deck to actually push very far. So I got 14 and I was happy with that. But yeah, I'm going to go for 10 this month and see if that's doable. Hopefully, because that'll be a new record for me, I think. Before this, 12 was the best I did, and that was on the Quest Rogue deck. So
there's kind of a new variation of the Quest Rogue running around too. Because there's a couple of Rogue cards that there's one when you anytime a minion dies and you have this card on the board. I can't remember. It's one of the Rogue legendaries. Anytime a minion dies and you have this card on the board, it'll put a 1/1 copy back into your hand. And so it kind of gives you another method of triggering that the quest. But I don't think it's a super strong deck. I've seen maybe I'll find one of the videos and like Atiya Savitz was playing it and he was killing it. But it's another one of those like really just depends on if you get the right cards at the right time. So
yeah, I dusted that card anyway since they were given the full 1600 when they nerfed it.
Right, huh? you went for the choose your own legendary.
Yeah, dust so there. I don't think I'll be playing it anytime soon since I don't have the dust for it anymore.
Well, I know there's a lot of people who are super excited to hear us talk about Hearthstone and other folks that are not quite as excited. So why don't we move on and talk about a little bit of Warcraft? How have you been in Warcraft?
Good. I'm not playing every day. And I know there was a couple of weeks there before Christmas where I was just logging on for raid. But I played a bit over the weekend and then I think our raid is going well. What are we at? Are we at 8 now? Is that?
I
think it's 8 or 9. But yeah, so we're doing well. We're in there once a week, and every time we go in there, we start from scratch. I think we have a few of those keys now. So if we do decide this week that we want to make a push for some more progression, we might use one of the keys and see if we can start further up in the raid rather than, you know, the first boss and push our way through that. Although I know I'm sure there's still quite a few that can still be using gear from those beginning bosses, so it might be worth it too to just go in there and knock those out quickly because it's, you know, the first 4 or 5 are almost loot pinatas now. You know, we've been in there for a few weeks now, so and we've got them on farm clearly. I know we say farm when we've killed them once, but these we legitimately do have on farm. So
yeah, we do. I think the only hard part about skipping any of the bosses is the way that tier is spread out. And they've been doing that they've been doing that for a couple of raids now. The you know, every like, you know, third boss or so is a tier boss, so it's kind of like you know, some classes don't care about tier, some absolutely need it to be competitive. So I don't know, it's just I guess we'll just have to see who needs what.
Yeah, like I know I when the raid first came out, I was reading on the Destruction Warlocks, and four piece is like crucial. You want to get that as quickly as possible in the new raid, so I'll have to have a look and see what I'm missing. I think I have three pieces now, and I'm not sure where my next piece comes from or what I could use. I think it was gloves, but I don't know. I might have been a little tipsy on Friday, so I can't remember.
I know I need, well, okay, my four piece that I have right now from Tomb of Sargeras is really good, but going forward, I'm going to definitely want the four piece. The only problem with that really is I only have two, and I haven't had the luck at all that I did in Tomb of Sargeras. So I'm kind of just like poking around, waiting, hoping, you know, hoping that like our other demon hunter will hook me up, pass me some gear, you know. So I'm just sitting on two right now. I have been running LFR just to do the try and get tier out of there too, because the item level of those is just as good as what I'm wearing from Tomb of Sargeras. So
well, there you go.
For the most part, you know. So yeah, it's annoying, but I'm gonna do it until I have my four piece at least, I guess.
Is the third wing out now, or is it still only two?
Yeah, I think the third one just came out this week.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to look that up and then go hit LFR to see if I can grab that fourth piece of tier for sure.
I guess that's about it. I've been mainly doing the same thing. We're trying to earn some gold so I can I made this promise to myself that I was going to start saving for Battle of Azeroth to
To buy the expansion.
Yeah, because I figured I would just start dumping into my battle net and buy the Battle for Azeroth when it came out. Well, I too had a few drinks the other night, and we were playing heroes, and I think I emptied my battle net balance into gems. Heroes of the Storm loot chest. Nice. So
awesome.
Yeah. I did the thing. And immediately I was just like, well, what are you doing? These are the dumbest loot boxes because, like, the gear, nothing's even that good, right?
Yeah.
Nothing is a game changer. Awesome. It's all cosmetic. And I was just like, must open some more. And it was, yeah. I got one legendary and it was a duplicate. So I was like, all right, fine.
Well, the last time I did one of those kind of purchases, it was Alexstrasza and her skin package. So I bought, like, all the skins and her at the same time. And yeah, I was like, next morning, I'm like, oh yeah, I did that last night. All right. I managed to resist somehow with Hanzo. So I didn't go out there and purchase the big Hanzo bundle. So I haven't tried Hanzo yet. What do you think of him? I know you have.
Oh man. That was the most beautiful segue into Heroes Talk, man. It's like on purpose.
I know. That's awesome.
I want to like Hanzo. I really do. I think my biggest gripe with him is that there's something about his, the way he moves, not in a sexual sort of way, but like, there's something about the way his character movement is that drives me up the wall. Like, I'm the kind of person that will hold right click and drag it around, like, just hold right click for my character to move around the map and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the way his movement is that you have to keep constantly clicking in order to get him to move.
Oh, really? Like, you can't...
Yeah. It's very quirky. I can't quite, like, put my finger on it, but it's super annoying. And, yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that. But it's... I like his kit. I like the... It's very, very, very much, you know, like, how he is in Overwatch. Seems pretty quest dependent. Like you really got it. There's a couple of different quests that you can do, and depending on how good you are with your skill shots, you'll be all right. But one of the easier quests that you can do, you actually gain stacks for you know, hitting heroes and stuff. But you lose the stacks if you die, so that's kind of annoying. I don't know. I do like him. He's not as like intensive as Genji. His trait is kind of annoying. Like, you can't just like run over and you can't just use his trait to jump away from things. You have to be near a wall or a bush or a border to do it. But
oh, okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just going to take some more time. I feel like there's definitely something wrong with the way he moves around, though. And I don't know if it's intentional or if he was released right at Christmas break. So they were like, ah, it's fine. We'll just pull it down later, you know. Like, there's a bunch of weird stuff sometimes that I think, like, oh, they pushed this hero out, like, right as everybody was going on vacation. Like,
that's we're just awesome.
Like, ah, it's fine. We don't have any, there's nothing, like, critical going on. The players will be fine. So, I don't know. I definitely recommend giving him a shot. There's something weird about him, though. And I don't know. I guess that's about that. I do know that they did announce the Firebat.
Yeah, they did.
As a ranged tank. And the video looks cool, but I'm not, like, it's probably the least excited I've been for a new hero to come out. I don't know if the video made it better, but I don't know. Just didn't. What do you think? Did you get to check out his kit or anything?
Well, yeah, I watched the video as well, and he looks pretty cool. Like, I think he'll be fun to play the oil slicks and then lighting them on fire, and then, you know, they even show, you know, some of the skill shots of lining the slicks up and lighting them both on fire at the same time. I think he'll be fun to play. He's a tank as well, so that, or yeah, warrior. So that he looks interesting. And as for Hanzo, like, I don't know what it is. I don't feel that interested in trying out Hanzo. Like, it's just, I think that's how I was able to resist drunk buying him and all his legendaries. Cause it just, well, yeah. The legendaries, they're not very good. His skins that came in the bundle. I didn't think they were very good skins. They're just kind of a basic recolor of his clothes, and he doesn't wear many clothes anyway. So I don't know. I didn't seem too interested in it, and I was able to resist drunk buying him because for some reason, I don't know, not sure what it is.
I actually saved up gold and waited until he came down to 10K, and I bought him at that point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have.
I'm glad I did that, and I'm probably going to start doing that a lot more going forward.
Yeah.
Especially since I haven't been playing a ton of heroes lately, so it's mm-hmm. I'm not sitting on like 40, 50, 60K gold.
Right,
you know,
right,
so.
Yeah.
There were some changes that were announced at BlizzCon and have been rolled out now. They're referred to as the 2018 changes. There's a couple that I really, really, really like that are super cool. I like the change with stealth mobs. I feel like with my old man eyes, I can see them running around very easily.
Nice.
But it's annoying when you've got like Valyra and you can see her and you're just like, oh, there she is, up, and she runs up and still just wrecks you.
Oh, like, nice.
You just watched your butt get kicked right there. So it's like kind of funny. The stealth mobs and then the regen globe change, I actually really like that. I feel like it makes the like characters that have the regen globe quests, like it makes it a little less of a pain to try and get through those because you can pick up the enemy ones after they become neutral. So that's cool. We were talking ahead of time and you mentioned one change about the towers. Did you, what'd they do? They removed,
ammo.
They removed ammo. So it's infinite ammo. And then they removed the smaller towers, right?
Yeah.
And they put the amount of damage that would have been doing into the bigger tower, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I did an elite game this weekend. Did I queue up by myself? No, Taylor queued with me. It was Towers of Doom. And it didn't go well at all. Like, we got... we were doing okay, but then it felt like the rest of the teammates were like making bad decisions or they weren't coming to the points. And it was an elite game. Like you need to go to those towers, to launch the missiles at the enemy fort.
Yeah. So, the objectives. Yeah.
Yeah. And it felt like they weren't doing it. So we were doing okay. And then all of a sudden it just started to snowball. But the worst part of the snowball was that we didn't get any of their gates down till like very near the end.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it just, It seemed very rough, but, you know, we were playing Elite as well, but it just felt like a very rough match. And that was the one thing I noticed is, you know, I went to go after the tower because they were starting to take our towers. And then I go look at the tower and I'm like, all the gates are still up. What's going on? And, you know, part of it was that, yeah, the infinite ammo, because there was one point where I was on a tower and I almost had it done. And then I saw someone coming and then, you know, so I started to peel off because I couldn't quite finish it. But because it had infinite ammo, it had knocked me down to half health already. And that hero that I saw coming wasn't alone. So, yeah, I Valera was there too, which I didn't see until too late. But yeah, so, and the back towers, like I know in Towers of Doom, especially, the back towers were useless. They really were. Because if you stood beside the fountain, the back tower did nothing while you killed the tower. Because all you have to do is focus on the main tower. And once it's gone, the small tower in the back is destroyed, right? Or you focus on the fort. I guess it's a fort. So you kill the fort and the tower is destroyed with it, right? So all you had to do is stand by the healing fountain. So it was really obsolete anyway. So I'm glad they got rid of them. Like they served no purpose. They really didn't.
Well, if you have minions there with you, then just don't care. You know,
But no, it was good. I need to, like, for a while there, I was playing heroes almost every night, but I've slowed down quite a bit in a lot of my gaming, and I was just coming up to Christmas and just busy all the time. So I was tired, like, every evening, just wanted to go to bed. But now that rush is over, I'm sure I'll be, you know, playing a lot more games here, and including, you know, a little more Hearthstone on my computer instead of just, you know, the phone.
It's kind of fun to play on your computer. It's a little bit different, and it's like nice to be able to just like be in voice with somebody and just like kind of talk about what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know, if you have somebody observing, you know, like it's kind of neat.
Yeah, and you can turn on the deck trackers too, and that makes or adds another little aspect to it anyway of watching the strategy and stuff. So yeah.
I think that was pretty much all the game talk we had, huh?
I think so.
You mentioned taking a little bit slow over the holidays. Did Santa bring you everything you wanted?
He did. I got, this is like the best gift ever, a Millennium Falcon Star Wars, you know, the Lego set for the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
Man, it was so much fun to build. It looks so good. Like, it is awesome. I love it. That was by far the best gift I got.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Yeah. I like that.
How was Santa for you?
It's mainly about the kids, but I asked for one little thing and I got it. It's some Bluetooth headset that I can pair up with my phone and stuff.
Oh, so nice.
It's one, like, I don't know, like the one that comes with most phones, like with the iPhone and stuff, the little earbuds just do not stay in my ears.
I don't like those.
They fall out like it just, they don't even care. They jump out of my ears. So this one is kind of a little more the athletic one. It like kind of goes, it's pretty slim. It's the only wire is connecting the two headset pieces and that's it. The rest of it is Bluetooth. So it's like the athletic one that kind of goes over the ear and stays there. So yeah, got that. That was cool. Merry Christmas. The kids got hooked up. They're spoiled as heck.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. Like, I'm glad we can do it, I guess. I'm glad we live the life where we can do that stuff for our kids. So
yeah, for sure. For sure.
Well, I have one other thing that we had mentioned a while back that we're going to go ahead and I guess we're going to pull the trigger on it pretty soon, huh?
Yeah, like tonight?
Yeah, we can do it. We can fire it up.
All right, we'll do that.
What is that?
It's something that we struggled with for a long time.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say shout out to Lance.
Yeah, there you go.
That was Blizzard. He's one of the guys that kind of was like, you're only losing out by not doing it. But if you don't know, we are gonna go ahead and launch a Patreon. this is a hobby for us, and we have a lot of fun doing it, but we also have a lot of ideas and a lot of stuff that we want to kind of make better and have a little more fun and give back a little more and do and kind of explore some of the more creative side of it. And in order to do that, it would be nice to have some of the costs covered, I guess, is the best way to put that.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, we're not asking for much. You know, some folks out there want to tell you that their once a week hour long WoW podcast costs them hundreds of dollars to do, but
yeah.
we're not asking for anything like that. If you want to check it out, we'll go ahead and kick that on. It is patreon.com/trainingdummies. We'll put a link. We'll probably put a link on social media and a link on the site and all that. And we don't have much yet in terms of the tiers of rewards, but we'll roll those out. We'll make those cooler as time goes on. We'll copy people that have good ideas, and we'll come up with some cool ideas of our own as well. So,
yeah. So, yeah, that'll be live by the time you're listening to this.
Yeah, there it is. It's a thing. Oh, yeah. We'll do it.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're certainly not begging for money or anything. Just, you know, if you like what we do, it's a cool way to support people that are doing creative content. So,
exactly. All right.
Well, cool, man. Do you have anything else?
Well, along with that, we're planning to start streaming these live, if anyone is interested in that. I can't give any more than soon as a time frame, but soon we should be, hopefully.
Yeah, we want to do it. We're making a bigger deal out of it than it probably needs to be, but we want to do a good job, and we want it to look cool, and we want it to be worth your time. So, yeah, once we get that all kind of flushed out, cough, cough, crane us. Come on, man. buddy that's just helping us with some of the design aspects of it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think I have anything else, though.
All right. Well, that is it for, what is it, 192?
Yeah, I think it's 192.
The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, and our website at thetrainingdummies.com. I'm doing all this from memory because something. the best way to reach us is our Discord server, and that's discord.me/TTD. If you want to hear any of the wonderful guests that we've had on the show, like Daryl.
Hello.
And
Rob.
Yeah. And myself. Well, I don't know if I'm a wonderful guest. Oh, next week we will be wrapping up our Stay Classy series with the Demon Hunter. I have tracked down a gentleman who wrote a really cool article that I found online, and I reached out to him, and we've chatted, and he's going to come on and help us wrap up that series. And we will be guesting next Wednesday on the Torn and Goblin podcast. And you'll probably remember Katie and Nick as the folks that did our Druid and Death Knight Stay Classy. So they've invited us to come and talk with them a little bit about the what it meant to cover all of the class campaigns for Legion. So we'll keep you posted on the details for that as well.
All right. So I'll do this from memory too. Wait, I got this. And remember, we're all just jackasses with mics. There it is. Until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!